The correct spelling of the word knadel led a Queen student to victory in the National Scripps Spelling Bee last night. That's K-N-A-I-D-E-L. It's a German-derived Yiddish word that means a small mass of leavened dough or dumpling. After 13-year-old Indian-American Arvind Mahankali's victory, we put WNYC's Arun Venugopal to the task of testing the dumpling spelling skills of New Yorkers, and it wasn't pretty.
This is a dumpling spelling bee. These are all dumpling, different kinds of dumplings from around the world. Can you spell ravioli?
R-A-V-O-L-L-I.
Okay, how about gyoza?
No, can't even try it. Goza?
Gyoza.
Huh?
Gyoza.
Gyoza?
A Japanese kind of a dumpling.
Gyoza. Gyoza? G? I. I'm going to say I.
Momo? The word sounds pretty simple. What? M-O-M-O?
You got it.
G-I-O.
Okay, no,
it might be a J. G? Why are you asking me this, journalist?
R-A-V-I-O. No, I can't spell ravioli.
You didn't even try. You just gave up midway.
Well, you're catching me on a Friday afternoon and I'm hungover and hot.
Jiaozi, it's a Chinese dumpling.
I don't know. J-U-G-A.
J-I-A-O-Z-I.
Oh.
It's from China.
Oh, I'm not come from China.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm come from Taiwan.
Taiwan, okay. How about samosa? Do you know what samosa is?
Samosa?
Samosa.
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 It's an Indian kind of a pastry, sort of dumpling-ish, but
sorry.
Jiaozi?
Other people know how to spell these?
Well, not that one. Nobody knows how to spell jiaozi. How about samosa? You know what a samosa is?
Like a drink?
No, not a drink. It's like an Indian pastry thing. Samosa.
If you buy me one, I'll learn.
Schlotzkrapfen.
No. Can't do it. Don't even know what it is. Go ahead. Definition.
It's German kind of a dumpling.
Bolaire?
What about Momo? Can you spell Momo?
What is a Momo?
Momo is a Tibetan or Nepali dumpling.
No.
Just try it. No? You know what kreplach is?
Yes, I'm Jewish. Of course I know what kreplach is.
Well, then spell it.
I can't spell it. I told you I can't spell.
You try.
K-R-E-P-L-A-C-H. Kreplach.
You got
no
it.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Can we end on that? Hi, then?
Okay.
Okay.
Joining us now to talk about how Yiddish words are translated into English is Michael Wex, author of the book Born to Kvetch, Yiddish Language and Culture in All of Its Moods. Welcome to WNYC, Michael.
Oh, hi, Amy. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so Arun capturing a wide range of misspellings of various dumplings from around the world, but the one that won the spelling bee yesterday for that student from Queens was knadel. Tell me about knadel and who ultimately decides how to spell a Yiddish word like that?
Well, that's the big thing. Knadel itself, knadel hasn't really crossed into English except in translation. Probably the best known knadel around is what's called in English a matzo ball. And in Yiddish, it's called a matzah knadel. And that gives you some idea, I guess, of the relative heft of a good knadel. They say in Yiddish that it should lie via stein im boich, like a rock in your gut, so that you'll know that you've eaten it. So it was surprising that they would have picked so obscure a word, you know, something that unlike bagel or lox or rugel, hasn't really come into general English. And it had a big effect in the Yiddish community. Everybody immediately started to complain that he spelt it wrong.
Really? What are the other spellings?
It doesn't matter what you do, you've done it wrong. but it didn't. The spelling that was used in the script spelling bee didn't correspond to that of the sort of official, and I guess you can put official in quotation marks, the official rules for Yiddish transliteration as put forward by an organization called YIVAL, which is a Yiddish acronym for the Yiddish or Jewish Scientific Institute, which is headquartered on 16th Street in Manhattan. And they came up with, you know, Yiddish is written in the Hebrew alphabet. So a number of years ago, a number of decades ago, they came up with a transliteration system that is supposed to be the standard. And it's the standard in the sense that libraries use it, academic publications use it. Most people who are not either academics or librarians have never seen or heard of it. And it hasn't had a wide kind of influence outside of, I guess, a more scholarly community. And all the stuff I was seeing this morning after the spelling bee was over was entirely like, that's not how you spell it, that's not how you spell it. And, of course, what it basically comes down to is neither of these is how you spell it. You know, the proper spelling would be the appropriate Hebrew letters, and that in Yiddish is pretty much invariable. You know, everybody who speaks Yiddish would spell it the same way.
What are the different spellings of the words that people were proposing that you read about today?
Well, the standard one would be K-N-E-Y-D-L.
E-Y-D-L, okay.
Yeah, so they use the E-Y to show an A sound and an A rather than an E, A-Y to show an I sound. The problem is, depending on where you come from, if you're a Yiddish speaker or where your family came from, some people will say knadel, some people will say kneidel, and they
potato,
will fight over this.
Potato.
Yeah, right. Exactly, except nobody ever really, only Gershwin, who of course grew up in a Yiddish-speaking home, would have come up with the idea for this in English, because it's a major theme in Yiddish conversation that, you know, the person to whom you're speaking can't actually speak. Huh. And the knadel-kneidel thing is, you know, definitely part of that.
What does it say about this moment that we're living in, that a 13-year-old of Indian descent from Queens wins the Scripps National Spelling Bee with a Yiddish word?
Well, that actually is what impressed me most, and I thought, if nothing else, this is a fine way to put grown-ups in their place, who are always kvetching about, you know, the younger generation and what's going to be with them. The idea that a word like that would appear in a standard English dictionary is something that half a century ago would have been almost unheard of. You know, things that had perhaps become better known might have shown up, but something, again, that's not part of most non-Jewish people's day-to-day vocabulary, for it to be there, and for a kid, you know, a 13-year-old kid who has no real Jewish background or anything, you know, I think it shows something about just how pluralistic things have become, how much things have changed in the past while, and how much more accepting, at least on some levels, certainly not all, but on a linguistic level, how much more open American English has become to taking stuff in from languages that would otherwise have been regarded as, you know, basically unimportant.
Michael Wex is the author of the book Born to Kvetch, Yiddish Language and Culture in All of Its Moods, speaking with us about the word knadel, which was the winning word for a Queens 13-year-old in yesterday's Scripps National Spelling Bee. Thank you so much, Michael. A pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Amy.